Hello, my name is Steve Reebuck. I grew up here in Morro Bay. I'm a local abalone historian. Been in the business my entire life of 72 years. The machine that we're looking at here today is a two-person submersible, which appears to have been built to dive on white abalone, Haliotis sorrentini, which is a Southern California species only. It's not found north of Point Conception, Santa Barbara County. These animals are found at 15 to 200 feet of seawater, but most commonly 80 to 100 feet. So the safety of using compressed air to fish these abalone at 100 feet is risky. By 1976, the white abalone resource was in decline and landings were declining. This machine is somewhat similar to ones that are built and used in Australia. Those machines are more skeletal, meaning that they're not a heavy, fixed, welded machine. They're more tubular, they're hydraulic powered, and are basically designed to protect the divers from great white sharks. So where this machine is somewhat similar, apparently was never used in the fishery, probably was a good idea that came a little too late. One aspect of this machine is that a diver exiting the machine into the water at 100 feet would be affected by essentially four atmospheres of pressure. If they returned immediately to that submarine and entered it, they'd most certainly immediately embolize, meaning that the gas in her body would expand and they would probably die within minutes or hours. So with those liabilities, it would seem that this machine wasn't 100% thought out and probably would not have been successful. Morro Bay was clearly a very rich area for primarily red abalone. There are a couple of minor species, black abalone, the wallalensis, and pinto abalones, but primarily red abalone was the target species. Native Americans, going back 10,000 years, fished this area. There are still middens on the sand spit and elsewhere where they left their shells and cooked their food. The Chinese people that came to California in the 1850s to mine and build the railroads noticed that there was an abundance of abalone, which were not available to common people in China. They began fishing and exporting those animals back to China around 1850, but the Chinese did not dive, which meant they could only shore pick along the tide pools. In 1896, the Japanese people arrived and they started fishing in their traditional diving method of ama diving, but the water is very cold here, and so they introduced compressed air diving, heavy gear diving, about 1896. Fishery moved southward over time, and by 1928, the Pierce family had started to fish abalone at Morro Bay, along with Revias, Montgomerys, and a number of other local families. Keith Cox, in 1962, published Fish Bulletin 118, and he reported in that from 1916 until the early 60s, approximately 2 million pounds of abalone a year were being landed at Morro Bay. So from 1928 and through the end of World War II, the Pierces were the primary processors of abalone at Morro Bay. Some of the other families also processed. There was approximately 6 to 10 other processing facilities at Morro Bay. A couple hundred individuals involved in the fishery, divers and tenders. And for many years, this was known, Morro Bay was known as the abalone capital of the world. Things were good at Morro Bay and abalone fishery, sport and commercial, up until the early 60s when sea otters began to arrive. They had been moving down the coast since the 1920s, and everywhere that they occupied, the abalone resources declined. So by the early 60s, the writing was on the wall here. Most of the younger men divers left the area and went to Santa Barbara. The fishery existed through about 1976 at Morro Bay until the landings got down to about 1 ton per year, and that was the end of it.